Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We ask you to amplify our efforts. So please share far and wide. 8% of the population is undecided about the election. And we got to wake them up and we got to really teach them what's at stake, our livelihoods, our lifestyle, and even our lives. Also, there's one more thing. When you vote and vote early, get 9 other people to do the same thing. It's really important. We have to defeat the cheat. Donald Trump will beat Kamala Harris easily. Can he defeat the cheat? So we got to get people there. We have a great sponsor for you here. And this really goes to the vanity side of things. And there's nothing wrong with looking good. Some of you can come by it naturally like I do. Whoops, I didn't say that. I'm just kidding. But there's a new product out there, according to Dr. John Lakey, and he's a world-renowned Beverly Hills beauty expert. And he said that most of that stuff you put on your skin makes your skin worse. And then, you get that Botox and people start, you can't understand what they're saying. Yeah, I mean, that's a waste of time, too, and people just look ridiculous. Want to erase the wrinkles? Well, Dr. Lake, he has the answer. And the Hollywood stars go to him. And he says it's kind of like Photoshop for your face. I absolutely love that analogy. Well, he's made a step-by-step video to show you how this works. And this video is free and it's uninterrupted. And he outlines how to use this simple solution from home to erase wrinkles. Now, I guess you just have to say, will this work for me? Well, 2,300,000 people have watched this video, and this video is just going nuts. People want to be youthful. They want to look young. They want to feel young, and this is a really good way to do it. So this is new news, and this is a product that works, and Dr. Lake, he stands behind it, and this is the guy the Hollywood stars trust to keep them youthful. Go to new website, bhmd1.com/Dave, bhmd1.com/Dave. Now, if you're watching this on social media, just click the link in the description box, piece of cake. And I want to talk to you about UFOs. You say, Dave, you don't talk about that very much. I have a little bit in the past, but I can't help but notice that UFOs are dominating a lot of the news in an election cycle. That's what's amazing. And I will browse through various social media sites, and it's UAP this and UAP that. And I've addressed it earlier. In fact, yesterday I talked about this a little bit, but I really want to break it down for you to what I think we're dealing with. Are UFOs real? Absolutely, positively. Now, Tucker Carlson, who's a self-professed Christian, he went on Joe Rogan, and he said they're spiritual beings. I think there are three possibilities here. I think we're looking at fallen angel remnants, spiritual beings, but malevolent, bad spiritual beings. That's one possibility. The other possibility is this. Actually, there's a couple possibilities. One is they really are aliens. There are alien civilizations out there. They have bases in Antarctica, according to past explorers. Admiral Byrd, for one. They come up out of the ocean. That's a second possibility. A third possibility is that it's us. And then there's all kinds of theories about that. Have time travelers come back to give us technology to protect us from destroying ourselves? That's actually one theory that's very popular among some physicists, because they say our technological advances were either given to us artificially by outside bigger than life entities, or someone has come from our future to give us these entities. Now, there's a fourth possibility, and I will tell you, I've heard about this. I heard about it back in 1985. It's all fake. It's our technology, but using holographics and AI, if nothing else works, to maintain the New World Order progression. And they want this unification of nations. Took a big step on September 22nd by 193 nations joining, assigning the Summit of the Future Pact, which gives into global governance and the eventual erase of all national sovereignty. So this is why they call Trump a fascist, ultra-nationalist. They've changed the definition of fascism, ultra-nationalist. See, nationalism is a dirty word to them. They want globalist. They want communism. They want enslavement. They want no God. But the people are resisting giving up their national identity, even when their leaders sign them on. So what you have to do in Project Bluebeam is to scare the literal hell out of people, fake an alien invasion using advanced technology, destroy a city or two, and all of a sudden, just like the movie Independence Day, the people will band together and they'll become as one and will be one unhappy global community going forward. And Klaus Schwab will laugh all the way to the bank. Those are your possibilities. But one thing is not deniable. Congress is giving this special attention. They've created a special position and department. And we have leakers all over the place. I think they're planned leaks myself. But this is not going to go away. And we used to laugh at UFOs. Oh, it's swamp gas. That was the explanation when I was a kid. It's swamp gas. Project Blue Book. Swamp gas. They even had a TV show when I was a kid called, I think it was Project Blue Book, but they debunked every single alien sighting. They tried so hard to deny it that I look back on it and say, that was a lot like the Kennedy assassination. Oswald did it, case closed. I think what we're looking at now is a 180 turn. There's something there. We can't control it. We have a hard time tracking it. They can outdo anything we do. They're setting the stage for something. Who's they and where is this going? I'm going to leave that to you. I will invite you to comment in the comment section, and I can't wait to read them and share this. Let's have some fun with this. With all the politics running around out there that just wears you out, mentally wears you out. Go to a Trump rally and you stand in line for 6 hours to get in. It just wears you out. Let's have some fun with this. So tell me what you think. I want to thank you for joining us. God bless everybody. And may the best man win in the election. That's Donald Trump. And maybe the aliens will come and intervene. We'll see you back here next time.